twagala okweyongerayo n'okulaba enkwe za
Setaani
eri Katonda n'eri
Ekkanisa
amannya n'eddoboozi
omutume
Ronald
Hope
omu ne Musumba n'omusomi wafe wa
Bayibuli
tubaagala nnyo mwenna
mu
linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu
tusinziira
mu mulembe omupya ogujjudde okumanya Katonda n'ekitiibwa kye mulundi guno okwongera okubatuusaako okumanya enkwe za
Setaani
eri Katonda n'eri
Ekkanisa
leero twagala kulaba ensolo y'amayembe abiri
agalinga
ag'omwana
gw'endiga
obulokozi obw'obulimba mu
bulaketi
engeri gye bwakola ekifaananyi kya Roman Empire
how it made the image of the Roman Empire
ekimanyiddwa nga Roman Catholic Church
which known as the Roman Catholic Church
ensolo ey'amayembe abiri
the beast of the two horns
agalinga ag'omwana gw'endiga
which are like of the Lamb of God
obulokozi obw'obulimba
the false salvation
engeri gye bwakolamu ekifaananyi ky'ensolo
how it made the image of the beast
ekifaananyi kya Roman Empire
the image of the Roman Empire
ekimanyiddwa nga Roman Catholic Church
which is known as the Roman Catholic Church
kyolina okuba ng'ojjukira mu kaseera kano
what you have to remember in this time
tulaba ku bimu ku ebyo ebisembayo
we see some of the last things
nga twawula omwoyo wa Katonda n'ebikolwa by'obutuukirivu
as we separate the spirit of God and his works of righteousness
omwoyo gwa Setaani n'ebikolwa byagwo ebitali bya butuukirivu
from the spirit of Satan and its works of unrighteousness
era nga twalaba muto guno ogusembayo
still we saw this last head
omwoyo gwa Setaani omubi
that the evil spirit of Satan
ogulinga oguli mu ngeri y'ensolo
which is in the form of the beast
ogulwanisa omuntu okumujja mu kifaananyi kya Katonda
it fights humanity to shift him from the image of God
okumuteeka mu kifaananyi ky'ekisolo ekitategeerekeka
to put him in the image of an unusual animal
naye bwe twali tulaba ekifaananyi kino ekya Kabaka Nabukadneza
when we saw this image of King Nabukadneza
ekiri mu kifaananyi ky'omuntu
which is in the human image
n'omuntu eyakolebwa mu kifaananyi kya Katonda
human being made in the image of God
twatuka ku kitundutundu kino ekye ebigere
when we reach the part of the feet
okuva ku mavivi mpaka ku mukongo vuli
right from the knees to the ankles
twesingana nga waliwo obwakabaka bwa Roman Empire
we found ourselves there it was the kingdom of the Roman Empire
era bwalabikira mu nsolo eyo eyina ebitwe egiringa egy'empologoma
and it appeared in the beast with the heads of the lion
mitwe omusanvu
the seven heads
n'amayembe kumi
and the ten horns
yire obugere bwayo nga bulinga obweddubu
and its feet were like of the bear
era ng'ejjudde amabala ng'ag'engo
still of the spots like of the leopard
tukitegeera
and we understood
okusimba kwayo ku bigere wano
it's lining up on the feet
kukyusa amagenda g'abaana ba Katonda
to change the destiny of the children of God
kukyusa olugendo lw'eggulu
to change the journey of heaven
olugendo lw'obulokozi
the journey of salvation
wabula nga leero
but as today
twagadde oyogere okumanya ki ekyaliwo
we wanted you move to know what happens
mukuchusa kyuso olugendo ono lw'obulokozi
changing this journey of salvation
olugendo lw'eggulu
the journey of heaven
yesu yabazibwe nnyo
praise Jesus so much
kubanga tukugambye twagala okulaba ensolo ey'amayembe abiri
because we told you want to see the beast of the two horns
agalinga ag'omwana gw'endiga
those like of the Lamb of God
mukama waffe Yesu Kristo
our Lord Jesus Christ
n'ekyo kibwe obulokozi obw'obulimba
and that's the false salvation
engeri gye bwakolamu ekifaananyi ky'ensolo eno ey'okuna
how it made the image of the fourth beast
Roman Empire
the Roman Empire
ngane kifana njo kimanyiddwa nga Roman Catholic Church
that image is known as the Roman Catholic Church
yogendo kubanga owulira
what you're going to be hearing
bigambe byali watenga bikomawo
these are words which were there before yet they are coming back
ensolo eno ey'amayembe abiri
this beast of the two horns
agalinga ag'omwana gw'endiga
which are like of the Lamb of God
obulokozi obw'obulimba
the false salvation
bumanyiddwa nga Emperor Constantine
it's known as Emperor Constantine
ogenda kumulaba
you're going to be seeing him
kitundu ekimu yali nsolo
one part of him was a beast
ngalimu omwoyo guno omubi ogwa Setaani
and he had this evil spirit of Satan in him
ate kitundu ekiranga bamulabanga muntu
and another part was seen as a human being
yabagamba nti mukabonera ako
and they say in that sign
muyawangulira
it's how he overcame
na wangulo obulokozi obwaliwo obwo
and he won over the rightful salvation which existed
naletawo obulokozi obw'obulimba
and he brought and blessed the false salvation
muyayita okukora ekifaananyi ky'ensolo ekimanyiddwa nga Roman Catholic.
Through which he passed to make the image of the beast known as the Roman Catholic. And that beast was known as the Roman Empire.
So,
when you say the beast of the two horns, those like of the Lamb of God, we speak of the false salvation. But the one who brought it
is
called the Emperor Constantine.
When
you look at that image,
Emperor Constantine,
when you sit right down at his feet,
Constantine by this side,
the Constantine or Wakabode Rokano, Yawangula. The other leg, the right hand leg. There is a beast there. The other left hand, there is a human image.
Yes, we have as well.
Praise Jesus so much. Let me expect you can understand that beast. But in sacred spoken of, they say that he was the first emperor to enter Christianity.
Roman Empire
once the Roman Empire was phasing out, it started to enter Christianity with that sign. And he claimed to be a Christian. He claimed to be a born again.
Yes, we have a symbol.
Praise Jesus. Others can ask, where do you get those images? They are right there. Because we in the world will not see. In that came the beast of the two horns first.
Those
like of the Lamb of God. The false salvation. That was on that image it's been shown you. The word down says,
Constantine by this side, onkwa.
Constantine or Wakabone Rokano, Yawangula.
Is it Yawangula?
What did he conquer?
Yes, we have seen.
Praise Jesus so much.
Yawangula.
What did he conquer? In this man passed the beast of the two horns, the spirit of Satan, which is in the form of the beast, which appears like Christ and the Lamb of God. And he entered into conquer. And you see the right hand, the right leg very well. There is the head of a lion on it. And on the left hand leg of him, he himself, his image. Now what we're going to study in the scriptures of truth,
we're
going to explain based on what you see there. And you know how salvation has been fought. When you hear of the beasts of the two horns, which are like of the Lamb of God, the false salvation, there you know they speak of Emperor Constantine. You appeared the first Christian emperor. He did come that he had come to get saved. He was sent by the spirit of the fourth beast, that he enters in salvation to destroy it. And he told him, you must act as if you've gotten saved. Go as if you have a spirit like of Christ. And you throw totally salvation down. And you build us an image. It was the first
church
who proclaimed the building of the Roman Catholic Church, known as St. Peter Basilica in Vatican. That building, it was first
built
where they were the graveyards of Apostle Peter. And he said it's the foundation which God spoke to build this church on. Apostle Peter died in 64 That's how he left from the body in
64 AD.
And they moved what seemed to be salvation moving on. One of the next popes they called, whom they say came next to Apostle Peter, who is called
Linnaeus.
Linnaeus.
But
that one, Apostle Paul, preached the gospel to him. There is another who came there, Clement. These were not popes, these were preachers. After those, they preached to Constantine.
You don't
see many things. Salvation was in Rome for some long time. Till the beast of the two horns came. What surprises the exact seasons we are in? That beast has come back the exact.
When
they told it after making the image, it has to reach it to see that it stands to see that the Roman Empire, the fourth beast, has been brought back.
The
spirit of the devil passing through the Roman Empire.
The
things you're going to be handling in this time. Some of those which end showing you the greatest chaos Satan deeds, which have passed through religions moving on destroying and hiding in salvation. Yet it's not real salvation. Praise Jesus so much. When we read Revelation 13 and verses 11,
the
Bible speaks like this. Revelation 13 from verse 11.
Era yalina mayemba abiri agafanana nga gomwana gwendiga neyogera ngo kusota.
Yes, he was going.
Praise Jesus so much.
Agamba ati ensole eno giyalaba.
He saw this beast he saw.
Yalina mayembe nga gomwana
gwendiga. Had horns like of the Lamb of God.
Yayogera nga Satani kenyini.
Spoke like Satan himself. But
we
told you this beast, but the spirit of Satan,
he
came through one known as Emperor Constantine. And intentions and things to be spoken to be done, they were in agenda of Satan. And he did the exact which comes from the purpose and counsels of Satan.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
But
we even get explained what the word beast means before we explain why it has horns like of the Lamb of God.
Emperor Constantine.
I'm ready to show that this is the emperor. He's the one through which the spirit came out. The spirit of Satan. Which appeared like the spirit of Christ. The false salvation.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
When
they explain the beast to us, they have been explaining that it's a kingdom. Or a king.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Let's
briefly get back to Daniel 7, verses 22.
Daniel
7, verses 22.
Okutu eya kamale nnaku enyingi bwe yajja.
Daniel
7,
from verse 21.
Nentunula. Ejembe elyo nelirwana n'abatukuvu nelibasinga olunya olwabiri mu ebbiri okutuusa omukadde yakamala ennaku ennyingi lwe yajja omusango ne gusalirwa abatukuvu b'oyo ali waggulu ennyo ebiro ne bituuka abatukuvu ne balya obwakabaka olwabiri mu esatu n'ayogera bw'ati nti ensolo ey'okuna eriba obwakabaka obw'okuna mu nsi obutalifaanana ng'obwakabaka bwonna era buli ensi zonna era buli zisambirira era buli zimenya amenya.
Yes, you must be
praised Jesus so much.
Waliwo twatwogera ku nsolo.
There is where we speak of the beast.
Atutegeeza obwakabaka.
And we mean the kingdom.
It
is where we speak of the beast. And we speak of a king. Who rules over that kingdom.
Yes, you must be
praised Jesus so much. When he explains the Daniel, he explained of the beast before. Those first beasts were a kingdom.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus
so much.
And when you speak of the beast,
we
can speak of the kingdom of Satan.
Or
a king who has been sent by Satan.
Yes, he was
with. Praise Jesus so much.
As
we explain why it's called a kingdom, what is that? We looked much and we saw example of the Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit has manifested, we say the kingdom of God has appeared to us. And the sign of the Holy Spirit, we know it. When he explains Matthew 12:28, he says this. Matthew 12:28.
Kalo obwakabaka bwa Katonda bubajjidde.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus so much.
Bwabeeranga mwoyo wa Katonda yalabisiddwa.
The Spirit of God which has manifested.
Labwe tulidde Matayo 12:28.
As we've heard in Matthew 12:28.
Nti bwe mbanga ngomya mizimu ku bw'omwoyo wa Katonda.
If I cast demons by the Spirit of God.
Then obwakabaka bwa Katonda bubajjidde.
The kingdom of God has come for you.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus.
Era omwoyo omutukuvu ono abeera n'akabonero.
But this Holy Spirit holds the sign.
Nga ke tulina mu Matayo esuli y'okusatu.
Like that we have in the Matthew 3.
Verses 16
and 17.
Atukasomeko uulire.
Let's read of it and we hear.
Matayo sura ya 16 na 17.
Matthew 3:16-17.
Matayo sura ya 3 olunyolwe 16.
Matthew 3:16.
Awo Yesu bwe yamala okubatizibwa amangu ago n'ava mu mazzi. Laba eggulu ne limubikukira n'alaba omwoyo gwa Katonda nga kange jiba nga jja ku ye.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus so much.
But
when we speak of the Holy Spirit, we speak of the kingdom of God. It gives us a sign of the
devil.
Now the kingdom of Satan.
All
the kings reigned over by the kingdom of Satan.
All
the spirit of Satan. It too comes with the sign of the beast. They may come in the different versions. Just as we see the Roman Empire, which came within the fourth beast.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Who will remember?
And
they told us in Daniel
7
that the fourth beast will be the fourth kingdom.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
So,
now, in this time, we briefly go back to explain what the beast means. He can't be a king. King reigning over the kingdom of Satan.
That
is put in rulership by the spirit of Satan.
That will
be able to get explain the beast of the two horns, which are like of the Lamb of God.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
Like
you saw, the Spirit of God is the midst of God's two people with the sign of the
devil.
And they say the kingdom of God has come and it's in our midst. Even the Spirit of Satan appearing in the beast form, when it's in the midst reigning over people, they say the kingdom of Satan has come or has raised in the midst of people.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so
much. And the Spirit will read much in Ephesians 2.
And the Spirit will read much in Ephesians 2. The Spirit of Satan, which appears in the form of the beast. Ephesians 2 from verses 1.
Erana mwe yabazukiza. Bwe mwali nga mufiride mu byonono n'ebibi byammwe. Olunyiri olw'okubiri. Bye mwatambuliranga mwedda. Ngembirembe jinsi eno bwe giri okugoberera ng'omukulu w'obuyinza w'omubbanga omwoyo ogukoza kakano mu baana abatawulira.
Yes, yes, we
praise Jesus so much.
Nti omwoyo guno ogwa Satan,
that this spirit of Satan,
ogulabikira mu ngeri ez'ensolo ez'enjawulo,
which appears in the form of different beasts,
bwe bwakabaka bwa Satan,
this is the kingdom of Satan,
obuyimuka mu masekati g'abaana b'abantu,
rises in the midst of children of men,
era nga bw'owulidde mu Efeso 2 olulimi olusooka n'olwokusatu,
just as we've heard in Ephesians 2 from verse 1 to 3,
n'agamba nti gwe mwoyo ogukoze mu baana abajeemu,
and he says the spirit working in the children of disobedience.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
So we tuba tusoma ku nsoro.
Now when we study of the beast,
tuba tusoma ku moyo gwa Satan.
We study of the spirit of Satan.
Neba tugambe nti omwoyo ogwo,
but they told us that spirit,
guteekawo obwakabaka,
it puts a kingdom,
era ne guteekawo ne kabaka,
and even installs a king.
Kati mu kiseera kino nga tulaba ensolo eno ey'amayembe abiri,
it is time seeing the beast of the two horns,
agalinga ago mwana gw'endiga,
and they are like of the Lamb of God,
Mukama waffe Yesu,
our Lord Jesus.
Oyo tuba twogera ku bulokozi bw'obulimba,
that we speak of the false salvation,
era nga bwaleetebwa kabaka amanyiddwa nga Emperor Constantine,
and was brought by the king known as Emperor Constantine,
owa Roman Empire,
he of the Roman Empire,
era ye ku ye,
and on him,
ensolo eyo eyokuna we yafunira ddala ekiwundu ekigitto okugimalawo,
that's where the fourth beast got a wound which totally,
ne balaba ng'obwakabaka obwali tebukyasobola kuyimirira,
and they saw that kingdom could no more stand,
ne bagamba tukoze tutya,
and they said what can we do,
tugende tusanyewo kiri ekyatuleetako ekiwundu,
let's go destroy that which brought a wound on us,
obulokozi,
the salvation,
obwaliwo mu Roma,
which was in the Rome,
n'enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda,
and the gospel of the kingdom of God,
obwakabaka bw'omuggulu,
the kingdom of heaven.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Kati kabaka ajja nga gwe tomanyi kimufugiramu.
Now the king who comes and you don't know what reigns within him.
Tovula ebiseera ebisinga twegendereza.
That's why many times we are careful.
Kati mu kiseera ekyo baganda baffe abaali basigadde omubulokozi,
in that time our brethren who remained in salvation,
era abaali babuulira enjiri,
and also preached the gospel,
tebasobola kukebera kabaka ono,
they were not able to check this king,
oba Emperor Constantine,
or the emperor Constantine.
Alokose kiki ekimuleese.
He saved what has brought him.
Naye munnange yagiramu omwoyo gwa Satan.
He came the spirit of Satan.
Gwefaananyaza kwegange gufaanana ng'omwana we.
And it appeared like of the Lamb of God.
Nikwefuula ndokose.
And he claimed himself.
Yesu mwagala
nnyo. I love Jesus so much.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus so much.
Sebo n'okwatula ne gweyatuza.
Even confessed, it confessed with its mouth.
Naye oluvannyuma gwayogera nga Satani kennyini.
After it spoke like Satan himself.
Yesu amaze okujjawo yeekaalu ennaku 40
Jesus took away the temple of 46 years.
Bo baazimba eyaabwe.
They built back their own.
Naye yali Katonda eyeetuuke mu myaka gyegimu.
But it was almost to reach the 7 years.
Banga bagamba nti mu kuzimbibwa okwasooka okwa St. Peter Basilica.
They say the first building of the St. Peter Basilica.
Kwatwala emyaka 42.
It took 42 years.
Katonda okwenkaniriganira eddala ne ziri ze baazimbiramu eyalimu.
Almost
yali mu Yerusalemu.
Equal to what they built which was in Jerusalem.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus so much.
So bingi byojja okumanyira ddala.
There are many things you're going to be knowing.
Kijja kitya okuba nti emperor oyo.
How comes that that emperor?
Ye nsolo eyo erina amayembe abiri agalinga ag'omwana gw'endiga.
He's the beast with two horns like of the Lamb of God.
Kijja kitya?
How comes?
Nti okuba nti yasobola okwogera n'akola ebintu ng'ebya Satani eby'okuwakanya Yesu.
He was able to speak and do things of Satan of contend against Christ.
Oba okuwakanya Katonda.
Or to contend against God.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so
much. So bingi ebiri awo.
Now many things are right
there. Basinga ku mmwe abali mu madiini ago.
Most of you in those religions.
Nga bwe tugenda okugenda ku maaso n'okugasonga.
Just as we're going to move on point on them.
Mwagala okutunyeegera.
You want to get anger to us.
Naye nga temumanyi n'ebintu byammwe ebyo byatandika.
You don't know those your things when they began.
Twakugamba bwe twali tutandika okunyonyola ebigambo bino.
We told you as we began to explain this.
Obutawulo tuli wakati w'omubiri n'omubiri.
This battle is not between flesh and flesh.
Oba omubiri n'omusaayi n'omubiri n'omusaayi.
Flesh and blood against flesh and
blood. Era olutalo wakati w'ekizikiza n'omusana.
But it's the battle against darkness and light.
Katonda gwe musana.
God is the light.
Sitani kye kizikiza era kye kibi.
Satan is the darkness and is the sin.
Kaakati luno lwe lutalo lw'owulira.
This is the battle you hear.
Naffe tuli baweereza ba musana.
We are servants of the light.
Katonda omulamu.
The living God.
Nannyini kigambo kye.
He who owns
ekiwandikiddwa muzingo gw'ekitabo kati simanyi mmwe abawakana muli ku sayidi
yaani
ey'ekizikiza ekibi kisitaani oba muli ku sayidi ey'omusana
nga
ye Katonda.
Bakabaka
bano okwongera okukuwa ku bubonero obukakasa nti
On prove that in them comes the spirit of Satan if you're not careful of them. They know to enter right in church and they claim themselves. Their work most of the time is to intend to throw down church. One of what made salvation fall when it reached England, that which was called Protestant. It came from the queen to enter into the church. And they changed command to say church is not of God, but
it's
the church of England.
You will
see how Satan came breaking those apples.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So
when you look at Daniel 8, this king
will
move on to come into leadership.
They
need to be very careful about it. For in those days of salvation, which was in Rome, there are things they never considered much.
But
when they would have seen this emperor coming, they would have asked, has he come to get saved what?
You know,
let me tell you, a wizard can tell you have gotten saved yet you have not gotten saved.
But if we not have Uzamukama,
if you don't inquire of the Lord,
they
draw them close, yet they're going to destroy you. And they gave him much honors in the church.
And
he began to give us commands of governing church. You know, one day,
Simon the sorcerer
got to get saved. In the Acts chapter
8.
Yet he had not totally gotten saved. According to Apostle Paul, how the Spirit explained
it.
After they moved a long time,
Simon
said they laid hands and they got the Holy Spirit.
Say,
me to sell me of that power.
And he
brought money to buy.
Me
too, the one I lay hands to, they get the spirit.
Yet,
the spirit of Satan had not ceased to be in him. And
he
sent him on the mission to mess up the apostles.
The
Holy Spirit passed Apostle Peter, he said, you who is in evil.
The feeling
of every evil.
You
are detestable before God. Of this portion to get it of the Holy Spirit. Repent if you want that you don't get destroyed. Imagine the man like that is come with money. That Emperor Constantine did the same.
He
came with much money. A church thought they had gone in hell.
Yes, we was with.
Praise Jesus.
Let's pass
Daniel 8,
verses
22. Tell you what is behind this king of the kingdom of Satan. Those who move behind the spirit of Satan, like a beast which are of different forms.
And
we know we've looked at a beast known as Roman Empire, the fourth beast. And the way the beast of the two horns, those of the Lamb of God, the false salvation, how it was begun by Emperor Constantine, that will make an image known for the Roman Empire. And that image is the Roman Catholic Church. Right now, many religions fall within it. Even some of salvations, they have registered themselves in it.
That is what we're going to do.
Daniel 8:22. Obwakabaka buna buliva mu ggwanga buliyimirira naye nga tebulina buyinza bwoyo. Daniel 8:22. Neri erimenyese ne mu kifo kyalyo ne muyimirira ana. Obwakabaka buna buliva mu ggwanga buli imirira naye nga tebulina buyinza bwabwo.
Ngatebulina buyinza bwabwo.
It has not its own authority.
Olaba kabaka kuyimirira.
You see a king standing.
But
that king is not in his own authority.
He is possessed, no, and
he is possessed with the spirit of Satan. That appearing in form of the beast.
Kati Emperor Constantine.
Now, Emperor Constantine.
Wibagambo kubwa mkulista yasoka kwa emperor.
The first Christian among the emperors.
Yajangi solini ya mayembe agoma. He came
as this beast with two horns like of the Lamb of God.
Umoyo wa Satan,
the spirit of Satan.
And it appears
like the spirit of Christ.
The
false salvation.
And
he withdrew and destroyed totally salvation.
And
the gospel of the kingdom of God.
Which
was preached from Rome.
In that time we last studied, and Rome
had become the base of salvation.
And
it had been shifted from Israel.
But
I tell you,
where
salvation disappeared from,
and
the gospel of the kingdom of
God, and
we never had it come from Rome again.
You have to
search in here what happened in the midst there.
Yes, we have
seen. Praise Jesus.
And the
Catholicism came from where?
Yes, we are it.
Did Jesus bring Catholicism?
Paul or Peter, we are
or Apostle Paul or Peter took Catholicism in Rome. You'll move on to
know. So
after we leave Rome,
we
are going to enter England and see what was there.
And
the same spirit came hiding in these kings.
And
it destroyed salvation which had arose within England.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And the same spirit,
there
is a drama it did while it was in England. You know, England, women had never reigned over it.
But
the time that woman sat on the throne,
they came to,
they did settings from olden that Jezebel may be able to reign.
Maria,
now you can separate Mary and the Queen of England, yet they are
the same. Now,
when we enter America, where salvation has risen,
there
is a man who came with one eye.
We
shall know of him.
And his
one eye, an Illuminati.
And he began
salvation called New Pentecostal. But he's one-eyed.
Let's
first finish issues of Rome. Move on ahead to open and expose many
things.
Till we shall reach the one called the Holy Ghost.
Yani.
Who is the Holy Ghost?
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
So it won't be take it. Now,
I hope you understood why we got explained the beast of the two horns.
That you
understand the beast we speak of, the spirit of Satan, the kingdom of
Satan,
the spirit working on the children of disobedience. If it puts the kingdom in place,
it
can come through that
king.
Now, this time,
Emperor Constantine,
this Emperor Constantine,
he had younger.
The one who came as the beast of the two horns, which are like of the Lamb of God.
A
false salvation to appear just like a Christian. To appear the one who was anointed.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. Whatever is to speak is of Satan. They said Revelation 13:11. And he told us this word. Praise Jesus so much.
He saw
this beast come from the people. In the midst of the people. The kingdom and is the king. But
it's
filled of the spirit of Satan, which is in the form of the beast. What surprises most
is
that this king,
Emperor
Constantine, he claimed to have gotten saved, and even the works he did you thought is of God. For he said, Apostle Peter, when he died, where was he buried?
The Vatican Hill.
That the Vatican Hill.
Vatican Hill.
Okay, Vatican Hill. On the river they call Tiber.
Tiber River.
Tiber River.
I want to take it out that we need a kung.
Right.
That is, you must say what you want.
Raise the glory of the apostle of God.
As the foundation
on which God builds his house.
Though
he has supported the house of God, yet things are getting perverted.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now they went to build on the graveyard. Yet when we look, God says, take your graveyards from the place of the gathering. You are to look at that and see what Satan was doing when he was in Emperor Constantine. It's a beast of two horns, like of the Lamb of God. Let's sample you that spoken of the seven horns, which are on the Lamb of God, what they explain. Let's read Revelation 5:6.
Nenda wakati wentebe nebiramu ebina era ne wakati wabakadde omwana gwendiga nga ayimiridde nga afaanana nga yatibwa ngalina amayembe musanvu n'amaaso musanvu gy'emyoyo musanvu egya Katonda egitumibwa mu nsi zonna.
Yes, we praise
Jesus so much.
Mukama waffe Yesu
Kristo, our Lord Jesus Christ,
yalabibwako mu kubikulu esula ey'omukaaga emu,
was seen in Revelation 5.
Olunyiriro lw'omu
Revelation 5:6.
Ngalina
yembe musanvu, and he had seven horns to show how these lamps appear. They seem like horns, but not horns which are physical. And they said with also seven eyes. And they explained they are the seven spirits of God. Praise Jesus so much. Now the beast, it appeared with two of those. And they are like of the Lamb of God. It means on the seven spirits of God. It
is
known as Roman Empire what it did. By its ten horns it has, it joined them up and brought out two of them. And it also cut off its six heads, just as you see them there. The horns are meant to be ten, and the heads are seven. Now what it did, the political head was cut off,
it
cut off the economic head, it cut off the clans, the social, the games and sports cut it off, even the healthy, even the spiritual wickedness. And it claimed to be in wickedness.
It
came with the head of the false church. And it has two horns on it. Yet the mission of the two horns, known as spirits of the fallen angels, the ten of them, the majors, they decided to join and only make two major horns. But they tried to see that they appear as the spirit of Christ. Some of the seven spirits, those spoken of to be seven horns, those on the Lamb of God, our Lord Jesus.
But ye emperor no Constantine,
now, this emperor Constantine, as he came as the beast of the two horns, those like of the Lamb of God, they tell you the spirit of Satan and the beast of the Roman Empire. It has seven heads. It cut off six heads. The ten horns joined them up, made out two horns. That they appear like of the Lamb of God. That it appears like salvation. That it appears like the spirit of God. And as if he cares, humble. As you see them these days, what they do is that.
They
told us Revelation 5:6 that the seven horns of the Lamb of God and the seven eyes, they are the seven spirits of God, which you read well of in Isaiah. Isaiah 11 from verse
1
and
2.
Let's read there and we hear. We want to tell you which horns they make. We, they make them appear like how? On the seven. And
they are
the seven spirits of God. They copped out how many?
Emperor Constantine, which
Emperor Constantine came with. Isaiah 11, verse 1. On the seven spirits of God, which appear on the Lamb of God as seven horns, we have the Spirit of God. We have the Spirit of wisdom. We have the spirit of understanding. We have the spirit of counsel. We have the spirit of power. We have the spirit of knowledge. And that of fear of God. Now the seven horns, those upon the Lamb of God, these are the seven spirits of God. On them is the spirit of God, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of power, the spirit of knowledge, and the spirit of fear of God.
Now,
the beast of the two horns, those like of the Lamb of God, the spirit of Satan,
which
came through Emperor Constantine, it shows out two horns or two spirits on the seventh
day,
and try to appear like them. And those spirits were chosen to appear.
That
is the spirit of the false counsel.
Where
was purposed as things of the false church?
To shift
it from the people, put it in the building. Those were
castles,
they passed through the false castle. Of destroying salvation and the gospel of the kingdom of God, all passed through the spirit of the false
castle
and even prophecies. That time they prophesied. And if you think Christ is moving on, that's why when you speak,
tutunulira nnyo bigwa batume 16.
We look at the Acts 16.
No nyure 16.
And verse 16.
Ejembe lino eri omwoyo gw'okuteesa okw'obulimba.
It's born of the spirit of the false counsel.
Iragula nnyo.
It prophesies much.
N'okukyankalanya okuteesa kwa Katonda.
And to mess up the counsels of God.
Nga ligerengetanya.
And it makes schemes.
Katusome tuulire.
Let's read and we hear.
Bigwa batume 16.
Acts 16.
Ebikolwa abatume esula ya 16 olinyo lwe 16. Awo lwatuuka bwe twali tugenda wali awaasabirwanga omuwala yaliko dayimooni alagula n'atusanga eyafuniranga bakama be ebintu ebingi olw'okulagula. Olinyo lwe 17 oyo bwe yagoberera Pawulo naffe n'ayogerera waggulu ng'agamba nti abantu bano baddu ba Katonda ali waggulu ennyo ababulire kuba ery'obulokozi.
Owulidde ekiriwo.
Dayimooni
eragula.
Eri
wansi omwoyo w'okuteesa okw'obulimba. Naye yagendera ddala wali we
bakolaki.
We basabira. Kati kyenvudde nkugamba nti ensolo eno ey'amayembe abiri agalinga ogw'omwana gw'endiga kwe kugamba nti kuliko omwoyo w'okuteesa ogw'obulimba yeefaananyiriza ng'omwoyo w'okuteesa gwa
Katonda
avaamu obunnabbi n'okuteesa gwa
Katonda
kuliko n'ejjembe litugenda okuddaga okulaba eri omwoyo gamba gw'amaanyi agatali
malungi
empula Constantine mwe yajjira
n'ayingira waliwe bakolaki we basabira neyefuula alokose
kumba alesa okuteesa kwa
sitaani
ole bagamba nti ensolo eyo yayogeranga sitaani ennyini okusota n'aleeta ebiteeso nga bya sitaani
byonna
ninga yagenda we basabirana niki baalabira ddala omusajja yayogera ebyokuteesa ebyekitalo
ebyobwakatonda
ninga zaali nkwena kugerengetanya kwali kuteesa kwa mubi
sitaani
bw'oba otunulidde mu Yobu essuula ey'okutaano
olunyo
lwe 12 mpaka olw'13 kino kye baagira ddala okuba nga bakola mwoyo gw'okuteesa
ogw'obulimba.
Yobu essuula ya 5 olunyo lwe 12.
Job 5 verse 12.
Ate enkwe z'abagerengetanya emikono gyabwe ne gitayinza kutuukiriza bye batandise. Akwasa abagezi olukwe lwabwe bo n'okuteesa kw'ab'ekyejo kumenyekera ddala.
Nti okuteesa kw'ab'ekyejo kumenyekera ddala.
The plans of the crafty are totally broken.
Ukimanyi nti gwali mwoyo gwa kuteesa kw'aba sitaani.
The spirit of the counsel of Satan.
Ensula eno gy'olaba ey'amayembe
abiri
agalinga ag'omwana gwe twakunyonde ntubeera obwakabaka oba kabaka ateekebwawo
sitaani
era abeeramu omwoyo gwa sitaani
naye
ku mulundi guno kabaka ono oba empula Constantine yajjiramu omwoyo gwa sitaani
mulinnyo
nga gwefaananyiriza ng'omwoyo gwa Katonda n'amayembe gano abiri ge tukugambyeko okwefaananyiza ng'ag'omwana gw'endiga gye tunnyonnyoddeko nti gy'emyomusanvu egya Katonda kubanga omwana gw'endiga gulina amayembe abiri omusanvu okunnyonnyola nti emyomusanvu egya
Katonda
naye ku luno ensolo eno ng'eggyeko abiri agefaananyirizanga yajjako omwoyo gw'okuteesa okw'obulimba obunabbi obufu obwa sitaani kyetunnyonnyola kati olabempula Constantine yajjiramu ki bagamba nti ye empula eyasooka omukulisitaayo ne bye yateesa ogenda kubiwulira nga bikambwe nga biwakanya enteekateeka za Katonda
zonna
kaakati gundi mmwe mulikirawo okukaayana bye mutategeera omanyi ab'amaddiini bo babeerawo
tebamanyi
yalowooza oba tuvuma
kuno
si kuvuma tukubuulira ebintu ebyali era bwe birina okuba era bwe bijja okuba Yes, we
praise Jesus so much. Now we have no time to accuse falsely the emperor. But we speak of him in the
result
of what was on him, what he did. Just as it appears today, you tap your ears and your eyes, let them on the screen you see.
Even
read the book of the Lord and hear and understand. You know, as we were given spiritual gifts, we were given till we reached to be taught, not to be taken by the false counsel.
And Emperor
Constantine came in the Christians,
all
salvation which was there, which was begun by Apostle Paul. He had
not
gifted, but he was given a position there. Constantine had no gift of an apostle or a pastor. Let's read in Ephesians, we see the spirit of the false counsel.
It
destroyed totally the spiritual gifts. From Rome, they never appeared again. Yet they were marked well by Apostle Paul as the one God sent to Rome to begin salvation. Let's read in Ephesians 4, verses 12. Ephesians 4 verses 10.
Era ye wuyo eyalinya waguru ennyo okusinga eguru lyonna alyoka atuukiriza byonna. Olunya olw'ekkumi n'olumu. Era oyo nawe abalala okubeera abatume, n'abalala bannabbi, n'abalala ababuulizi, n'abalala abalunda, n'abayigiriza. Olw'ekkumi n'ebbiri, olw'okutuukiriza abatukuvu, olw'omulimu ogw'okuweereza, olw'okuzimba omubiri gwa Kristo.
Now you've heard through Apostle Paul, to the Ephesians by the Spirit of God. And he tells them the Lord Jesus who came on the world is the one who ascended through all the heavens. He gave spiritual gifts as you've heard. The apostles, the prophets, the pastors, the evangelists,
for
building the Church of Christ. When Emperor Constantine came to build, he came with what gifts? To build the body of Christ.
We're
going to see the council which is false. This one you see put in place his own gifts. The nuns and the priests. Gifts which are refused by God to call yourself.
That
don't have any other father on the world.
Is
the one who put them there.
He
got all the service. The army of the Roman Empire, how they clothed. In their palace. He brought out all the ways very well. He enrolled them in the salvation which was there then.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Listen down. Hear the counsel which is false, how it appears. Ephesians 4:13.
Okutuusa lwe tulifuuka fenna mubumu obw'okukkiriza n'obw'okutegeera omwana wa Katonda lwe tulituuka okuba omuntu omukulu okutuuka mu kigero eky'obukulu obw'okutuukirira kwa Kristo. 14. Tulemenga okubeera nate abaana abato nga tuyugana nga tutwalibwa buli mpewo ey'okuyigiriza mu bukuusa bw'abantu, mu nkwe, olw'okugoberera okuteesa okw'obulimba.
Ekyo waliyo kye bayita okuteesa okw'obulimba.
That is what we call the deceptive counsels.
Kakati.
Now,
Emperor Constantine.
Emperor Constantine.
Ajali n'omwoyo gwa Setaani.
We come to the spirit of Satan.
Oguli mu nsolo eno.
Which is the beast of the
thorn,
which are like of the Lamb of God, the false salvation.
We
told you Revelation 5:6. The Lamb of God appears with seven horns, the seven eyes of God, the seven spirits of God.
And
we went to Isaiah 11:1-2.
And
explained us names of the seven spirits.
Yes,
we praise Jesus. Where there is the Spirit of God, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of power, the Spirit of knowledge, and the Spirit of fear of God. Now they say this beast, which had horns like of the Lamb of God, which now we have revealed it came through Emperor Constantine to fight the salvation which was
an
image of the Roman Empire that known as Roman Catholic.
He
shows out two spirits which came with, which appeared like of Christ. That we first read the false counsel, the spirit of the false counsel. Many things in the scriptures of truth, and they begin from himself. When he claimed to have gotten saved, he
entered
the salvation which was then. But this
generation
had already moved to 312. 312. And the apostles, even those who came next to them, had phased out. Apostles were finished. The Timothys were there. They had gone. They were those who were lukewarm. Who were there in that time.
He
came with money. To capture church well, you come with money.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But the other spirit they come with, which appears like the seven spirits of God, which appear on the Lord Christ Jesus as the seven horns. The horn which appears like of the Lamb,
or
the spirit which appears like of the Lamb, is the spirit of the powers of darkness, or the power which is not God, which we read much in Jeremiah 23:9-10.
Omutima gwange munda yange gumenyese. Amagumba gange gonna gakankana. Ningo mutamivu. Era ng'omuntu awanguddwa omwenge. Ku lwa Mukama n'olw'ebigambo bye ebitukuvu. Olunyo lw'ekkumi. Kubanga ensi ejjudde abenzi. Kubanga ensi ekungubaga olw'okulayira. Amalundira g'omuddungu gakaze. N'amagenda gaabwe mabi.
Now the power came in those seasons. And the evil spirit which came captured church those days. And they began to prophesy. And they saw power which was shaking people.
Emperor Constantine
entered. This I tell you all. It is what has come back. That which is called the Holy Ghost. Still to appear like the Spirit of Christ. But we're going to build it till we reach there. But when it came back, out there in the false salvation, its image which he had made,
Roman Catholic.
The Roman Catholic. Right now the fallings and the power and the cross are being shaken like that. Read what now what we read here.
It
was what was there when salvation was being fought. It has come back. Finally, they want to restore back the Roman Empire. For now, the wound is healed.
They
want to bring back all the heads. And politics, economics, health everywhere.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
So, maybe
these are words to be careful of. When Apostle Paul wrote with the Romans, what
happened?
He told them, be careful of the power. Even if an angel of power. Don't accept those things. But move with the power of God. This is what that Apostle Paul what he spoke is to happen when. Let's read in the Romans we hear. Romans 8, verse
38. Ne wankubadde ba malaika abagwa ne wankubadde abafuga ne wankubadde ebiriwo ne wankubadde ebigenda okubaawo ne wankubadde amaanyi olwasa tumu omwenda
ne wankubadde amaki
that those powers
omanyibu yali awandikira abaroma
bano when he wrote to the Romans
abaali balokose mu kiseera ekyo yabagamba
those God sent them he told them
nti bana waliwo amaanyi agagenda okujja naye timukkiriza maanyi
ago there is a power coming but I don't accept that power
kaakati wuliriza ekyaliwo
hear what happened
Emperor Constantine bwe yali ayingira
when Emperor Constantine was entering
yalimu omwoyo guno ogwa sitaani ogw'ensolo
it is the evil spirit of Satan of the beast
ogwina amayembe abiri agalinga ag'omwana gw'endiga
which has two horns like of the lamb of God
okugamba nti omwoyo gw'okuteesa ogw'obulimba
the spirit of the false counsel
bunabbi obulimba
the false prophecy
gwagobebwako ejjembe eryokubiri
he was given the second horn
erimanyiddwa ng'amaanyi ag'ekizikiza
that known as the powers of darkness
amaanyi agatali malungi
the power which is not good
era bo balowooza nti kanisa erabika yeeyongedde amaanyi
they thought perhaps church has gained more power
empulaalukose
the emperor has gotten saved
kalukose kankubuli
since he has gotten saved
amaanyi geeyongedde
power has increased
ali kankubulire babadde basuubira obulokozi mu ngeri
yemu let me tell you that because salvation falls in the same way that's what they did
waliwo n'ebisajja ebijjambu biva mu nnyanja birokose nga tebirokose
there are men who come from under the ocean claiming they have gotten saved and they have not gotten saved
obutaddamu kuwulira ku bulokozi nga buva Roma
never to hear of salvation coming from Rome
newankubadde enjiri obwakabaka bwa Katonda
even though the gospel of the kingdom of God
n'obutuukirivu
and the righteousness
mu bwakabaka bw'omuggulu
in the kingdom of heaven
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo
praise Jesus so much
tuli bajulirwa ba bigambo ebyo
we are witnesses of those words
omanyi e Rome
you know in Rome
baalina Jupiter
they had Jupiter
Katonda w'abaroma omusambwa a fallen angel
of the Romans a demon a fallen angel
nga mukozi wa byamagero
and he was a worker of miracles
waliwo yali ateesa obuteesa
there was another who was bringing castles
bino biri wano bikola byabato
this one is in the Acts
yes we must
praise Jesus
kakati ye yasalawo okwefuula bino byonna
is the one who decided to make himself all peace
n'ajjira mu Emperor Constantine okukyankalanyiza ddala ekkanisa
came in Emperor Constantine to mess up church
katandika olwo omwenda tukirire
let's begin from verse 9
ebikolwa by'abatume essula ya 14 olunyolo omwenda
Acts 14 from verses 9
oyo n'awulira Pawulo ng'ayogera naye n'amwekaliriza amaaso n'alaba ng'alina okukkiriza okulokoka
katutandikira olwo omusanvu okutegeera obulungi kubanga waliwo ekinyusiwa
bikulu abatume essula ya 14:7
Acts 14 from verses 7
ne babeera eyo nga babuulira enjiri olunyolo 8 mu lusitula yaliyo omuntu nga talina maanyi mu bigere n'abeera ng'awo mulema okuva mu lubuto lwa nnyina nga tatambulangako n'akatono olunyolo 9 oyo n'awulira Pawulo ng'ayogera Na ye na amwe kaliriza amaso. Nalaba ngalino kukirizo kulokoka.
Omanyi bali e Rome.
You know, when they were in Rome.
Ababulira enjiri bamutume Paulo na
abalala. Preach the gospel apostle Paul and his colleagues.
Basi sinkana omusajja ono.
They meet this lame man.
Yalinga talina mbanyi gasobola kuyimirira.
Had no strength to stand.
Ngamaguru gakola.
And the feet were weak.
But look at the apostles.
And it showed I have faith that
can
heal me.
You heal me.
After I got healed.
Abazajja tebaddako batume ne babayita. Katonda waffe Jupiter
wuli aze. They began to call the apostles our God. Jupiter has arrived.
Bikola batume esula ya 14 olunyolwe 10.
Acts 14 verses 10.
Nayogera ne dobozi ddene nti. Imelira kubigerebio wegolole. Nabuka na tambula. Olinyule kuminolumu. Ebibina bebyala ba Paulo nga akoze. Ebibina bebyala ba Paulo chakoze. Nebayimusa amalobozi gawe. Ngabogera mu lulimi oluluka yonia. Ntiba Katonda basse jetuli.
Yes, he was raised Jesus. They did this in Rome.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus so much. When they saw that healing, and they said the gods have come. You know, Rome. They have their 10 major gods. These days they named them after these planets. There is Mercury. That known as planet Mercury. And on their god there is Venus.
It's
known as planet Venus. They are attaching themselves on God's creations.
There
is one they call Mother Earth. These days they call Mary Jezebel. Today we call planet Earth. There is another god of Romans.
He's
called Mars. What we call planet Mars.
There's
this demon of theirs again. Which are known gods of the Romans. The fallen angels.
Jupiter.
The one called Jupiter.
We
are going to read him there.
He
says one of their big gods. That's why they named
him
after the big planet of God he created. That angel fallen Satan. That they called their God.
Satan.
This day they call planet Satan. Now another.
It's
called Uranus.
It's
called planet Uranus. Another is called Neptune. I think we're going to see them there. They named after the planet of God.
Neptune.
That known as Neptune. We have another god of theirs, the Satan. The fallen angel. That called Pluto. And they named him after the planet.
The last
god among the major gods they worship
is
called Elis. They named him after planet
Elith.
Those are the 10 horns you see on the fourth beast.
The
10 major fallen angels. Now, as they were there, they have worked miracles. The apostles Paul. The mindset which came in this, they say,
gods
have come down and they have made miracles.
What surprised
is when Emperor Constantine was entering salvation, in him was this one down here. In him was Mercury and
Jupiter.
One of the major fallen angels, those known as the 10 horns. The two of them combined all the others.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. They came through Emperor Constantine, entered salvation. And they brought counsel speaking much. Let's read and we hear.
Acts 14,
verses 12.
Barunabba, ne bamuita Jupiter. Ne Paulo. Ne Paulo, ne bamuita Machule. Kubanga ye yasingo kwogera.
Akati ayogere nnyo ebiteeso ebyobulimba.
Who brought much false castles.
Naita mu
Emperor Constantine. Passed through Emperor Constantine.
Yali Machule oyo muyaye.
Was Machule. Machule is a con man.
Mushubuzi ayogera.
This man speaks.
He
brought the castles which are false.
Ati Jupiter.
Now Jupiter.
He
is the one who faked miracles. The powers of darkness. Even now they have repeated it. Resumed it.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Where we end the feet of this image. Which is the human image. That beast is coming back.
It
already came back. That of the two horns. Understood well which spirits. Which were in Emperor Constantine. Those of the fallen angels known as the two horns. Which appear like the Lamb of God. One of the seven spirits of God. They appear of like the two of them. Where there is a spirit of the false counsel and the powers of darkness, the power which is not good.
They knew of
them that they appeared through Jupiter.
One
of the gods, the fallen angels of the Romans. Mature, if he begins to speak of what concerns you. You know, business merchandise?
Magician.
A magician.
Transporter.
A transporter.
We gamba.
Now what was there? People began to get messages not clear. Out of which they brought the breakthrough, Mary, pray for us. But you ask yourself, whom of the apostles who began salvation in
Rome,
whom they claimed to be the first Paul even?
Peter.
Apostle Peter. Who ever preached that prayer in the name of Mary? Let me tell you what was there. People go in religions not knowing what Satan has done in the world.
And
they set the foundations of those religions that you have to get destroyed in them. You don't know where something came from. You just awake and you enter in
there.
And you don't want to know scriptures.
What
two contentions over words you don't understand.
Bible
speaks of
you.
Those who speak and argue over words they don't understand.
You
too, you argue over what you don't understand.
Yes, we have as
praise Jesus so much. Some of what we are done by this spirit of darkness, Jupiter and Mature, appeared as two horns like of the Lamb of God.
The
spirit of Satan in the form of that beast.
Emperor Constantine,
through Emperor Constantine,
he claimed
to be the first Christian emperor.
He has
confessed salvation. Okay, let's read. About St. Peter Basilica. In the Vatican. Point A. The church is built on the Vatican Hill. Across the Tiber. From the whose historic center of Rome. The location is highly symbolic. This was the site where Saint Peter
Nti kino kye kifo oba katundu Saint Peter,
the chief apostle,
mbu omukuru mubatume,
died a martyr.
Nti muyafira nga mujulizi.
And where he was buried in 64 AD.
Ewe yaziki wa mwaka gwaru gwankaga munya.
Saint Peter is
soko linde kwa ulire. Akati. Akafako.
Now that place.
Akamanyidwa nga Vatican Hill.
Which is known as the Vatican Hill.
Bakugambe ndi bakatwalanga emu ku byafaayo ebikulu.
They tell you they take it one of the historic centers.
Nabagamba.
And they say.
Okuliraana omuggo ogwe gwali gukulukuta.
Near to the flow of the Tiber River.
Obwo omuggo ogwo sebo. Bwoba okutambuliddemu okuka bulungi nnyo mu Bermuda Triangle.
Along that river moves right to the Bermuda Triangle under the ocean.
Eri ekitebe kya Satan.
Where is the base of Satan?
Akati amukafaako.
Now in that place.
Abagamba ka byafaayo nnyo ebyalo okusooka.
It is historic to the Romans.
Roman Empire.
The Roman Empire.
Abagamba.
And they say.
Njera ka byafaayo okusinzira kuki?
That is highly symbolic.
Kuba nti chief omutumo omukulu.
That the chief apostle.
Omutukuvu Peter.
Apostle Peter. He died a martyr.
Abagamba yita Saint Peter.
Oh, that the
weyafanga mujulizi.
He died a martyr there.
Era ne bamuziika.
And he was buried there.
Akati bwe bakola bino ebiddako.
Now this is the thing.
Ayenge yabikulembera mu Emperor Constantine.
And the one who was spearheading this is the Emperor Constantine.
Okuziika ku malaalo, okuzimba ku malaalo nga bazimba ku kanisa ya Katonda.
Build the church on the graveyard of Peter.
Mm-hmm.
Saint Peter is considered the first pope.
Bagamba. Mbu, mutume Peter ono. Ye papa yasoka naye tetubisoma nga ko wandiku.
Never read this in the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
So it made perfect sense for the papacy to build the principal shrine of the Catholic Church here. It made sense.
The
laws of the papacy. To build the principal shrine of Catholics here.
A
big shrine called the Church of the Catholics. When it's built on those graveyards.
But you get it, she wants to
know, understand what is under there. Point B. The first basilica. In the early fourth century.
In the early 4th century,
Emperor Constantine, the first Christian emperor of Rome, decided to build a basilica on the Vatican Hill at the site of a small shrine. That marked the likely location of the tomb of Saint Peter.
It's
been a very mad. What they call the 4th century?
We begin in 312. Is that the
312?
What mazo yingira muchi?
We've already entered the 4th century. We are heading on.
Awo yatandi kiro kureta.
That's when he began to bring out this plan.
Maybe I did take a mwa mungora mwa gua bisatu kumina mwe.
But they implemented it in the 390.
Okuzimba kuntana
to build on the graveyards.
We was in Beijing.
That's why they built that thing, the basilica,
kuntana
on the graveyards.
What
surprises is that the church Christ said with
you,
the spirit of the false castle of the devils,
we passed
through Emperor Constantine to mess up every castles of God. even the powers of darkness, which totally changed salvation and the gospel of the kingdom of God. And he built
that
image, the Roman Catholic Church,
the
image of the beast of the Roman Empire. Constantine himself, that's why they say the beast of two horns,
it's
what made the image. Let's finish here. Construction of the basilica started between 319 and
322.
It was consecrated in 326
AD
and finally completed around
349
AD. If you begin, you join the years, you see the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
To facilitate the construction, a part of the terrain was leveled. A part of the terrain was leveled. And necropolis, where St. Peter was originally buried, was demolished. You go and kiss the tombs.
And
if you want to send demons of every time, you go there.
In
those graveyards under there.
Most
of the pope, they dry them, they put them under there, but the night they awake. And you find the pope who is on seated with the late popes there in the meeting.
And
there is the way which accesses under the ocean. That's where they elect the popes from, where they don't take a camera. Neither speak what has happened down there. New Basilica,
1506.
Pope Julius II.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
But you've
had a bit on the foundation. Let me give you a sign as we come tomorrow. The false council and the powers of darkness, how they fought salvation. And they passed through Emperor Constantine. One of the things done as the mystery shows is to say that he commanded that they build the biggest church of the Christians all over the entire world, which is known as the Roman Catholic Church, on the graveyards. And the other is called the Church of Christ, which he built of 3 days. You're going to see the confusions here. But
to
give you a sample in the book of Ezekiel, Ezekiel 43, verses 9-2. When you're going to build a temple or a synagogue, you don't build on the tombs or the graveyards. Did you understand what was behind to build on the tombs? Even the wizards and the sorcerers of those people. Now you, the grandchildren of these people.
Now,
as you see, the Pope is a grandchild. Who is on? Pope Francis.
Papa Francis.
Pope is a grandchild, he doesn't know what he's into. When they come in the flesh, but in the spirit he knows. In the spirit he knows what he
is.
He found it like that. He knows nothing that God is like this.
oba nti bino bye tukola,
or that this we do,
Katonda oba tabyagala oba abyagala,
God doesn't want it or he wants it.
Atuukeyo n'amanya nti kati ono sitaani gwe tuliko.
He reaches there, he realizes we are on Satan.
Naye alabika ye Katonda w'ensi,
but he seems to be the God of this world.
Kuvula bayatuuse n'okulangirira nti Bayibuli eno yo tagitegeera era ziri outdated.
He reached to proclaim that the Bible is outdated.
Tiri kugamba tikyakola.
It is no more applicable today.
Era ye ayagala kuleeta ekitabo kiri eri.
And he wants to bring a new book.
Kyebayita bagiyita what? Ecumenical.
They call it the Ecumenical Bible.
The general Bible.
It's a general Bible. You find the Quran, you find the, every book will be in it. It applies to all forms of people.
That
is the madness and the chaos of Satan. Even the evil spirit of Satan, which appears in the form of the beast. In this time, it's lined up on the human
feet
to pervert the journey of heaven,
the
journey of salvation. Let's read.
Ezekiel 43,
verses 9.
Kakano bajewo obwenzi bwabwe n'emirambo gya bakabaka baabwe. Okubawala nange.
Bagadi yamanya mirambo.
How you know that bodies?
Oji mukama wagendo gomugendo sinja ate otadde mirambo.
Why are you going to worship God from your foot that bodies there?
Agadi kangoboli.
Now let me tell you.
Roman Catholic Church.
Roman Catholic Church.
Ne Protestant.
And the Protestant.
Baruganda bano.
These are they are related.
Ojja kulaba gye bagadi kubanga nabo era emirambo bagireeta nga baziyita.
Them to bring their dead bodies and they bury them there. And they even pray for them in their synagogues. Who don't pray for them these days? All religions will see them in that pain. Even some of you born again who have fallen mad.
You know,
evil and foolishness equates to madness.
Ezekiel 43,
verses 9.
Kakano bajewo obwenzi bwabwe n'emirambo gya bakabaka baabwe okubawala nange. Nange nabeeranga wakati mu bwe mirembe gyonna.
Gye bagamba bajewo biki?
He told them to take away their dead bodies.
Kakati temirizaamu.
Now imagine.
Mbu kakati ku nsumba Sirwadda Ssebo mbu musabira emirambo.
That Pastor Sirwadda, they have been praying for the dead bodies.
Get
saved our colleagues.
Baba wachari wakati akabakuru bana barusho kamboroko zokuddo
kuruka baroko. If there is time for this boy before us in salvation, let them get saved.
Umanyo mutume Paulo.
You know Apostle Paul.
Beyali mbalo mbalumi yagamba.
When he was in Romans he said.
Kensa vida baganda ba.
When I pray for my brothers.
Baroko ke.
That they get saved.
Kubanga bayino kunyikira mukatonda.
They have a zeal in God.
Naisi mukumote
kwira. Not according to knowledge.
No singana ori pastor
kiki wa what form of a pastor
mureto mulambo mwatu
break ate mu mugamba in the synagogue you pray for it
agati muri mu nkola zilye zinyinyi
eze
nsole ya mayemba abi
of the beast of the two horns
agefananza nga go mwana gwe
which are like of the lamb of God
buringa burokozi nga si burokozi
salvation but not salvation
aringa moyo wa katonda nga si ye
it's like the spirit of God yet not
yasoko kusula burokozi mu Roma
he first beat down salvation in Rome
aita mu emperor Constantine
when he passed through emperor Constantine
ye fura burokozi songa tarokozi
who claimed to have God and saved yet not saved
katuyengere tusomeko wano
let's move on down we read
Ezekiel esuleyana mesatu Olunyole 10.
Ezekiel 43 verses 10.
Gwo mwana wa muntu laga enyumba ya Israeli enyumba bakwatirwe ensonyi obutali butukirivu bwabwe era bagere ekyokulabirako. Olwekumi n'olumu abo bwe banaakwatirwa ensonyi ebyo ebyo byonna bye bakoze bategeze ennyumba bwe
bategeze
ennyumba bwefaanana n'engeri yaayo n'awafulumirwa n'awayingirwa n'embala ya embala zaayo zonna
n'amugamba
suko
bakulira ensobi zonna
zebakoze
nga beefuula mbu banzimbira
nnyumba
bwe bamala okukkiriza ne beenenya
obalaga
ennyumba entuufu bweyina
okubeeraovula
bwe tumala mu
That's why after we finish this part, we
continue
to the right Christ and his church.
The first
Christ and their churches. Yes, we must praise Jesus so much. We
show
them things they have done. To perfect salvation in the gospel of the kingdom of God.
Not
much concerns church and things like that, which are in scriptures of truth in the counsels of God. Right now, you head on to the next and you see. You know, you're still crying over what you speak now.
Separate
in the spirit of God and his works of righteousness.
The
spirit of Satan and his works of unrighteousness.
Now,
wait when we begin to write Christ and his church. And the false Christ and the
churches.
There you will weep and you cease to you live a life of crying.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Ezekiel Sulayana Musato Nyoro Kuminorumu.
Ezekiel 43:11.
Our Babana Quatrensony Bebio na Bibakoze. Bategeze, Enyumba Wefanana, Nengeriayo, Nawa Furumirwa, Nawa Yingirwa, Nembalazayozona, Nebiragirobiayobiona, Nembalazayozona, Namateka Gayogona, Ojuandike, Bonga Balaba.
And the writing we are writing.
Men.
Nothing we are ashamed over them any at all.
We
want to come back the other day. And we see the false counsel. The spirit of the false counsel. And the power of darkness. How it was in the Emperor Constantine. The beast of the two horns, which are like of the Lamb of God, and he messed up salvation, and he brought the false salvation, and he changed the church and the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
And then
understand how we build an image of the fourth beast, which is known as the Roman Empire. And he built what is known as the Roman Catholic Church. Right now, thousands of religions fall in it. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.